From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has signed a sweeping overhaul of the nation's health care system into law today. He said all Americans should have some basic security when it comes to health. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The boisterous signing ceremony in the White House East Room caps more than a year of debate over the president's health care initiative. While the signing probably won't end the arguments over the measure, Mr. Obama says it may help to change the tone.
All of the overheated rhetoric over reform will finally confront the reality of reform.
The administration believes even skeptics will warm to the health care overhaul when consumer protection measures start to take effect later this year. Eventually, the overhaul will require nearly everyone to have health insurance and provide subsidies for those who can't afford it. A separate bill containing amendments to the overhaul now goes to the Senate, where it needs a simple majority to become law. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Some Republican senators say the new law is too expensive. Arizona Senator John Kyle says the costs will mean catastrophe down the road.
When you promise more and more people the benefits or the subsidies, the cost of the government will increase to the point that eventually rationing of health care will result. That's insidious. People won't see that right away. It could be several years before that begins to happen, although you're already beginning to see it in Medicaid.
And several state attorneys general are suing to block the law's implementation. Florida Republican Attorney General Bill McCollum is leading one suit, including 13 states. Virginia's Attorney General has filed his own suit. All claim the law is unconstitutional. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is leading a team of cabinet secretaries and other top U.S. officials to Mexico in a show of support for Mexico's war on drugs. Amid spiraling violence, the U.S. is looking for ways to cooperate more with Mexico. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told reporters that the U.S. wants to keep pushing along what she called a strong agenda of Mexican President Felipe Calderon.
You rarely see this kind of meeting with this kind of array of cabinet officials on both sides. So I think it indicates this is the real deal.
The trip comes less than 2 weeks after three people associated with the U.S. consulate in Juarez were killed. Napolitano called that an outrageous crime and said there's a real focus on finding the perpetrators. The U.S. is promising the Mexican government more intelligence sharing and training in Juarez and other border towns, as well as a focus on the socioeconomic reasons for the spike in violence. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Mexico City.
Britain's expelling an Israeli diplomat. The British government alleges Israeli operatives used fake British passports to kill a Palestinian Hamas leader in Dubai. Israel has not confirmed or denied its role in the January assassination. On Wall Street before the close, the Dow was up 101 points. You're listening to NPR News. An industry group says sales of existing homes dropped last month. The National Association of Realtors says home sales fell 0.6% in February. This is the third monthly drop in a row. Some observers are wondering how well the housing market is improving. As people age, they typically gain weight. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association examines how much exercise is required to prevent middle-age weight gain among women. NPR's Elise Spiegel has the story.
In 2008, federal guidelines recommended at least 150 minutes of exercise a week. That magic number, Americans were told, would result in substantial health benefits. But while there might be cardiovascular and other health benefits to 150 minutes, a new study by a group of researchers at Harvard suggests much more exercise is required to keep from gaining weight. The researchers followed more than 34,000 women for 13 years. What they found was that only women who were not overweight, who exercised for 60 minutes a day, were able to prevent weight gain as they aged. Women who exercised less or who were overweight to begin with were only able to prevent weight gain when they both exercised and reduced the number of calories they consumed. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
A German court has convicted a former Nazi of murdering three Dutch civilians during World War II. Heinrich Borer's conviction has been sought by Nazi hunters for years. He'd fled to the Netherlands, rather from the Netherlands to Germany to escape prison. Borer admitted committing the murders, but claimed he had to follow orders or be shot. Prosecutors say Borer eagerly joined the Nazis in his Dutch hometown and questioned nothing. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.